Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, I want to thank you. Sweet, I want to thank everybody for tuning in to Dream Chasers Radio with your host, Yaya Diamond. We have another wonderful show for you, and I want to thank you for tuning in on 97.5 FM, Real Community Radio in Northport, Florida, as well as the Caribbean Community Radio in all of the Caribbean and the East Coast of Florida, as well as in New York City on Bomb Baby Radio and the Dream Chasers Network. We are on iTunes, iHeart, SoundCloud, Stitcher, Spreaker, Spotify, all kinds of different mediums. You can go ahead and grab our shows anywhere in the world, all over the place. I'm excited. The Roku station will be up soon. We're working on that. Radio station will be airing on Sunday, going live on Sunday, probably about Sunday afternoon. I will definitely let everyone know on our Facebook page, facebook.com/Dream Chasers Radio. We're going to go ahead and go in with our guest today. Please tell everybody who you are and what you do, please.
Yes, my name is Cherie Mitchell. Thank you, first of all, for having me. My name is Cherie Mitchell, and I design or curate very exclusive experiences abroad, and I work in three different amazing destinations: Costa Rica, Portugal, where I currently am right now. I'm talking to you from Lisbon, and Israel. So I create these dream experiences for people with experts from the different countries that I just mentioned, and it's a completely different experience what you would normally get with normal vacation, normal travel agency.
Oh my gosh. So you're in Portugal right now. How is it?
Yes, it's hot, 105 degrees, but it's amazing.
Oh no.
I'm talking to you from a cafe right now, sipping on a glass of white wine.
Oh wow. Well, hello. That sounds awesome. I'm not just getting it. Okay, so you're not a travel agency, but you do experiences. How does that work?
Exactly. So I put the experiences together. I'm the person who's on the ground in the destinations that I mentioned, meeting people who are locals who have something unique to share with the world. And I put these packages together, or I custom design trips for people who are looking for something very specific. And then I can either sell those programs to high-end travel agencies for their clients, or I sell them directly to my clients.
Sweet. I mean, how did you get into this? Because this sounds really interesting. Okay, so you're like the wholesaler of travel packages.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know what, it's like if you were to go and have a dress made, let's say you're getting married or you just want something very special for an occasion, you have the option of going to a store and buying a dress that's already made, or you have the option of going to a tailor and having something custom designed just for you. And so I work with that second category, that custom design, very exclusive experiences for people who are looking for something that's not, you know, the traditional travel packages. And I got into it because I used to teach at Florida State University in Tallahassee, and they asked me to put together a long time ago, I won't say how long ago because that would totally date me, but they asked me to put together a program for Costa Rica, a two-week immersion program for Costa Rica, a country that I knew well and I actually used to live in, and my parents would send me there every summer to learn Spanish. And so I put this program together. It was the first time I'd ever been involved in curating any type of an experience. And the process was challenging, but it was actually the most rewarding thing I've ever done. And so from that point on, I worked in academic institutions, schools or post-secondary institutions, where I curated their study abroad programs. And I realized that I enjoyed it a lot. It gave me the chance to travel a lot, and I love languages and culture, and I also love sharing those things with other people. So over the years, that kind of transitioned from being more language-based and cultural immersion-based to being, you know, leisure products such as wine tourism and food tourism, and that's what I'm doing now.
You know, you're awesome. I would love to travel. I mean, what is it like traveling all over the world, doing the job? This is a dream job. I mean, it's like, what?
It has its challenges. It's a lot of fun, but it also has its challenges. For example, I was in Portugal for 2 months. I was here from May until July the 18th. I flew back to Miami, where I live, and less than 2 weeks later, I'm on a plane back to Portugal. And it was completely unprogrammed. I had no idea I was going to be back here so soon. So that, if you like more of a routine, you feel more comfortable being in, you know, just one place, it's not as easy to be on the go all the time, and sometimes literally with like 4 hour notice. I woke up on Tuesday morning, found out that I had to come back, bought a ticket, was on a plane at 9 o'clock that night from Miami to Portugal. So in that way, it's a little difficult, and, you know, your friendships suffer a little bit if you, you know, are used to seeing people on a regular basis at home, you're not with them as much. If you're trying to maintain a romantic relationship, that's a little difficult too. But, of course, the perks are what you can imagine. You're all around. You meet amazing people from around the world.
Wow. So there are pros and cons to this. I mean, you know,
absolutely,
for people who love to travel, though, people who love different countries, sites, and moving around and just being mobile, this is the perfect job for them. So let me ask you a question. Now that I know I'm going to call you like the wholesaler travel agent, travel dream with trip person. I don't know.
Or the experience curator.
So experience curator. I like that better. Uh-huh. Experience curator. I like that. So what makes your curation, what makes that different from everything else that's out there right now, or even a travel agent or other people who do that?
Sure. Right. Great question. So the biggest difference is that travel agencies usually buy their programs from massive wholesalers. And those wholesalers create great programs, but they don't have the special connections that I have with my providers, the suppliers here on the ground. The only reason why I have only 3 countries versus 5 or versus 10 or 15 is because I have to know every single person who comes in contact with my clients. So if I haven't had a chance to go all around the country and meet these people, then I don't bring them into my programs. They're not allowed to meet my clients or even work with me unless I know them. I have a personal connection with them. So what makes what I do very different is that there's this direct connection and even this system of vetting, right, to make sure that that is going to be appropriate for the type of clientele that I work with. And I work with, what would be considered kind of a high-end, more luxurious tourist from the United States and from Canada. Those are my clients. And they want things that are exclusive. In fact, you know, in the travel world, we're now saying that exclusivity is the new luxury. So if you can come have an amazing experience with the Michelin-starred chef in Lisbon, where you actually get to meet him, go back to his kitchen, you know, you guys have like a 2 or 3 hour workshop together, a Michelin-starred chef, you know, not something you come across every day. You go back home, you tell your friends about it, and very few people would have had the same experience. And that's not the case with regular travel products that you can purchase from, you know, a travel agency.
You're right. You are right. And I would love to have that experience. Okay. What kind of people actually do these things? Mm-hmm. And I want to ask you a question. Mm-hmm. I know the mind of my listeners, and a lot of them are not only people who want to take a trip, but also who want to take a business trip to see if they can kind of hook up with the people, like a musician. They want to play in wherever you're at, or a chef who wants to meet another chef and learn from that chef. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's more of a business trip than it is a pleasure. Do you do that?
Yes, it's interesting that you happen to ask that question, because I just recently joined forces with one of the former U.S. ambassadors to Portugal, and we created a program called the Ambassador's Tour to Portugal. So can you imagine being able to meet someone who was the U.S. representative in Portugal for the entire country, right? And, of course, the contacts that he has and the experience and the stories that he has from the time that he was actually the ambassador. And one of the things that we're focusing on is to bring people here who are interested in learning more about the country from an insider's perspective, but not just a regular insider, a well-connected insider. So it's like coming here and from day one having – the right people in place to do whatever it is that you want. So if you want to start a business in Portugal, if you want to retire here, if you want to invest here, if you want to meet certain people in local government here, joining in these types of programs would give you access to people that you probably would not be able to meet so easily.
Wow. And have you ever booked any entertainment, or have you thought about doing that? Not just entertainment, but yes, other chefs from other places to guest star,
mm-hmm,
or, you know what I mean,
mm-hmm,
or different things like that. Have you ever thought about that? Is that something coming up in the future, or have you already done it?
No, I haven't done it yet, but it's definitely something that I want to do in the future, specifically in Israel and Portugal, because these two countries are considered like up-and-coming hotspots for culture and all, you know, aspects of culture, culinary, wine, music, culture, everything. So I want to serve as kind of like the bridge between Portugal and the U.S. and Israel and the U.S. for anything that's fun, cool, unique, and that also is a benefit to both countries, right? So, like, if we were to bring a band over from the U.S. to Portugal, the people here, the locals, are going to benefit from it just as much as the band that's coming. And it's the most authentic form of a cultural exchange as you can imagine. So, yes, that's something that I have in mind. And with this type of connection with the country, when I spend so much time here in Israel and in Costa Rica as well, you get to know some really cool people who are just looking for that right link to the U.S. or to Canada to be able to make amazing things happen.
Awesome. Well, keep me in mind, because, girlfriend, being in this business, I know everybody from country to classical to rock and roll to R&B to blues. I know all the indie artists, girlfriend. So keep me in mind when you do that. I'm sure that they would love to go to Portugal or Israel. Oh, my gosh.
Absolutely.
This is amazing. So tell me exactly how, you're leaving me kind of blank, because this is the best thing I've heard in a while when it comes to traveling. And so I want to be specific in my question and ask you, what made you do this as a profession, and what suggestions do you have to people who maybe have never thought about this, but now that you're saying it, they're like,
Yes. Okay. So I, after academia and creating those kind of like study abroad, short-term study abroad programs that I mentioned earlier, I transitioned out into corporate America, and I did that for about 3 years and realized that it wasn't for me, and I needed a break. And so I took off for 14 months and traveled around the world. I had no idea what my next professional step was going to be. I left everything. I gave up my apartment, my car. I sold a lot of my stuff. I put things in storage, or the few things that I need to keep. I tried to, you know, minimize my expenses as much as possible so I could have money to travel. And I met so many amazing people. I went, you know, literally all around, from Latin America to Asia to the Middle East to Africa to Europe. And I said, you know what, I don't know how I'm going to be able to go back to a regular 9-to-5 job after this. I have to find something that keeps me on the go. And so I just kept that as my goal. That was my objective. Find something that's going to keep me on the go and also, you know, provide the lifestyle that I wanted to have, right? And since I already had experience curating or designing programs, I just kind of transferred those skills, found some other cool, interesting products that people want to do when they're on holiday, such as food and wine tourism, and said, you know what, this is it. And my first year, once I launched my company, the New York Times travel show asked me to speak. They thought what I was doing was really interesting and that I would have a lot of information to share with people, as you mentioned, who either never thought of this or would be interested in getting into something like this. And so I spoke, and from that point on, I got followers, I got clients, I got another invitation the following year to speak again at the Times travel show, as well as other travel shows in the U.S., and the momentum has just been building since. So it literally, to answer your question, it came from that experience of traveling around for the 14 months that I did. And I know that's not something that everyone does, but I can tell you that if you've ever thought of it, do it. Don't think too long because you're going to think yourself out of the idea. Even if you can't do 14 months, if you can just take a break and travel for 2 months or for 3 months or for however long it is, do it. It's the most empowering experience ever, and especially as a female, especially as a woman. To travel around by yourself is one of the most empowering things I've ever done.
Wow.
It gave me the courage to get back to the U.S. and say, you know what, this dream I have of starting this business and the fact that I know what works for me and what doesn't work for me, I'm going to follow it. And if I fail, at least I'm going to fail up with even more experience. And then we'll see what the next step is after that.
Wow. You know, I admire you. Totally admire, you know, what you've done. You know, I mean, it is a sacrifice, though. You've given up some things to get your life. And most people don't realize that there is a sacrifice to everything.
Oh, yeah.
You know, there is a sacrifice to everything. And so I commend you. So where can people reach you?
Thank you. They can reach me. I'm all over social media, so they can reach me. My what has now become my public Facebook account is my name, Sheree M. Mitchell, S-H-E-R-E-E-M, as in Mary, Mitchell. They can find me on Instagram either at Sheree M. Mitchell, which I think are where the more entertaining pictures are, or they can find the more professional account at Immersa Global, which is the business name, and that's I-M-M-E-R-S-A Global.
Okay. All right, awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. And I will definitely put those links up for everybody to see and click on and go
please
and check
do.
It out. Man, I love you, Sheree. Thank you so much for being on the show. You
thank
are such
you.
An interesting person. Love it.
Thank you. You too. I read about you. I wish we had more time to talk about everything that you're doing because I was thinking you could, be my mentor.
I'm looking for one too, man. We can go back and forth. I'm just doing my thing, you know. We just have to keep, like you said, we have to go for it. And regardless of whether we're ready or not, I think thinking to just take some of the game, you know.
That's right.
So
that's right.
Definitely, Sheree, you keep doing it, girlfriend. And I hope you stay real nice and cool because it seems like it's steaming over there.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure. Take care.
The pleasure is mine. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. And that was Sheree. You know what? We're going to have the links and everything for you in the description box. And that has been a wonderful interview. Stay tuned for more right here on Dream Chasers Radio. You don't want to miss it. We have so many wonderful guests, so unique, just like Sheree. My gosh. Amazing, amazing. Thank you guys again so much for tuning in. I'm going to take a short break, and I'll be right back. Don't you go nowhere. You're listening to Dream Chasers Radio with Yaya Diamond.